Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We just conducted a very short statewide public poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida? Can you subconsciously your opinion?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we talk with people of all ages, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to help us. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
All the time.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
No.
Okay. How about Mr. Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion on Mr. DeSantis?
Favorable.
And how about Mr. Donald Trump? Same question.
Favorable.
And how about Rich Scott? Same question. Favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Not favorable. Oh. Hello?
I'm sorry, sir. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida, U.S. Senate seat, were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rich Scott? If you have to decide.
I'm not sure. I have to educate myself a little bit more.
That's
probably be Mr. Gross, but I'll educate myself some more.
Okay. How should I record your answer? No opinion or Mr. Keith Gross?
I'm going to say no opinion at this point.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator? Approve or disapprove of his job?
Disapprove of Rick Scott.
But do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove of that?
Disapprove.
But do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. During the 2022 election, Rich Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect one way or the other?
Less likely.
Thank you, sir. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
It would have to be Keith Gross, because I just like Mr. Scott intensely.
Yeah, understood. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I will be 65 in October, so I'm still 64.
Okay, understood. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian?
My grandmother was from Spain, so I guess I'm Hispanic.
Okay, and do you consider yourself a Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help us and sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey. You enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
That one, but I jumped in too late.
Oh.
It's like you're the only one that's doing them. But I have nobody else.
Hey.